Mount Ibu, a volcano in Indonesia's northern Maluku province, has erupted, spewing thick grey ash over 16,000 feet into the sky. Sofyan Kumulyana, a volcano observer, says, "We can see that there's an ejection of material from the peak, with the ash now heading towards the west." Officials say more than 13,000 people live within a 3-mile radius of the northern side of the crater. Meanwhile, rescuers have recovered more bodies after monsoon rains triggered flash floods on Indonesia's Sumatra island, leaving more than 40 people dead and over a dozen missing. The heavy rains, along with a landslide of mud and cold lava from Mount Merapi, has caused a river to breach its banks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.